The Canadian Pork Council, in partnership with Canada's provincial pork organizations, has released updated biosecurity guidelines under the Canadian Pork Excellence Program and unveiled a biosecurity benchmarking tool. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Canadian Pork Excellence is the Canadian pork sector's national on-farm food safety and animal care platform for pork producers. CPC has updated the biosecurity guidelines under the program and created a biosecurity benchmarking tool. Allison Sullivan, the producer services manager with Sask Pork, says the biosecurity guideline update reflects knowledge gained and new technologies introduced since the last update.
So biosecurity has been an important part of the pork industry in Canada for many years and is a top of mind issue because of the risk and threat posed to the industry by a disease outbreak. So the last biosecurity guidelines were created in 2010. Since then, more industry knowledge has been gained. Other risk factors have been identified and new technologies have been developed to help mitigate risks. The guideline itself has been updated to meet current industry knowledge and standards, and the benchmarking tool has been added as an interactive tool for producers to assess the system that they have on their own farm. So the guidelines are being refreshed to continue to help minimize disease risks, support employee training on best biosecurity practices, and promote sustainable practices in the industry. The benchmarking tool that accompanies the guidelines aims to help producers assess their biosecurity practices, provide educational resources, and enhance biosecurity planning. So there are four sequential levels that producers can achieve. For example, they would start on level one, and if they pass that level, they could move on to level two and so on. So it looks at measures to control certain risk factors like access zones, pests or birds, garbage or mortality disposal, feed, transport, people, and many more. The producer basically fills in meets or does not meet with a one or zero into the tool. At the end, they would of each of the levels, they would sort of get their score and know whether they could move on to the next level.
Sullivan encourages anyone interested to contact their provincial pork organization directly or look for information on the Canadian Pork Council website. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.